Jaron Hardesty burst into the BC Lions Junior Showcase over the summer and hasn't stopped running and leading the BC Football Conference in rushing. That was a big thing for me to get to showcase myself, and I also put on 15 pounds over the summer, and all the hard work has paid off, said Hardesty, out of the Belmont Secondary Bulldogs. I have a goal of getting better every day. Despite the aerial show led by BCFC leading quarterback Tay Jesse and league-leading receiver Kieran Poissant, who were both in the official CFL training camp of the BC Lions, the Rebels have also been grinding it out on the ground with Hardesty, who leads the BCFC with 640 yards on 71 attempts for a dizzying 9.0 yards per rush average and 7 touchdowns. Combined with our passing attack, our offense is hitting on all phases of the game. The goal I set for myself is to average 10 yards per carry, said Hardesty. I have fast feet and try to use my field vision. Hardesty had 154 yards on 15 carries and 2 touchdowns in last week's 54-21 victory over the Fraser Valley Huskers at Starlight Stadium to be named BCFC Offensive Player of the Week. Hardesty has the Rebels in high Earth orbit at 6-0 in the BCFC. The Vancouver Island Raiders are in a low approach at 0-6 and in more of a holding pattern until CFL legend and Raiders alumnus Andrew Harris, who led the Nanaimo club to 3 Canadian Bowl national championships in junior before winning 4 Grey Cups as a pro, is scheduled to take over as Raiders head coach next season after retiring from the CFL. Until then, there doesn't seem to be much to the Island Derby these days. The Raiders come into tonight's game against the Rebels at 7 p.m. at Starlight Stadium following a 68-22 loss in Kelowna to the Okanagan Sun, 4-1. Westshore won the first meeting of the season against the Raiders 69-0 in July at Nanaimo. The Raiders are one of 2 winless teams in the BCFC, along with the Kamloops Broncos, 0-5, but narrowly missed winning their first game 2 weeks ago in a 17-15 loss to the Prince George Kodiaks, 2-3, in Nanaimo. Despite their seasons projecting in vastly different directions, no Rebels-Raiders game is ever taken lightly. It's an island rivalry game and means a lot to alumni, supporters and the community, said Rebels head coach Dexter Janke, also a Grey Cup veteran with 3 appearances and a championship in 2019 with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. And the most important game is always the next game. Asked about Hardesty's ample contribution to the season, Janke said, the ground game is essential to success and Jaron has such great football instincts. Off-field he is everything you can ask for, always in the weight room, and great in the community. That Hardesty is a local product is telling, says Janke. The Belmont and Mount Douglas High School programs have been essential for us, so too Parksville Bienas, as have the Spartans and Cowichan, community football programs. The center on the offensive line blocking for Hardesty is James Mullen, also out of Belmont. Another notable on the Rebels' offensive line is from farther afield, tackle Kamori Barney from Baltimore, who played in the NCAA for Morgan State. Tackle Xavier Venkataya is a Vancouver Notre Dame secondary product who has played for NCAA Dakota State. My dogs up front have created so many holes for me, said Hardesty. The others on the deep Westshore offensive line, providing the pass protection for Jesse and holes for Hardesty, include Nelson Way, Mason Mulliter, Ethan Johnson, Manny Foshu, Marino Dujela and Jared Weibel. The O-line has done an amazing job, said Janke. So have our receivers blocking downfield. Meanwhile, admirably dogged Raiders quarterback Ben Chomalak has fashioned quite a statistical showcase for himself despite all the losing and is fourth in league passing with 880 air yards behind Jesse of the Rebels, Tyron Duval of the Fraser Valley Huskers and Trey Jones of the Langley Rams. In other games today, the prospects of a first win don't look great for Kamloops, either, against the Okanagan Sun. The Langley Rams, 3-2, are playing Prince George. The Valley Huskers, 4-2, have the bye week. We set the goal of having home field advantage throughout the playoffs and we take care of the next game on the schedule as it comes up week by week, said Janke. CDH Ean saw at TimesColonist.com.